USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first Democratic presidential debate is happening tonight in Miami. Because there are so many candidates this time, the Democratic National Committee chose to randomly split the 20 candidates who qualified for the debate. 10 of them will face off tonight. The rest will appear on Thursday night. Robert Mueller will be speaking publicly on the Russia investigation. Despite the special counsel's vow not to follow up on last month's statement, he will comply with Democratic subpoenas to testify before two House committees, one of them the Intelligence Committee. Chairman Adam Schiff.
We look forward to his testimony. It will be an open session. Each of our members will have an opportunity to ask him questions.
President Trump spoke on Fox Business.
Our reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction. We had no collusion.
Mueller will testify on July 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Employees at online home furnishing retailer Wayfair in Boston are setting up for a walkout to protest the company's decision to sell $200,000 worth of furniture to a government contractor who runs a detention center for migrant children in Texas. This is the second attempt to get them to cancel their planned sale. The military says 2 U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them.
Meantime, Iran's supreme leader says Iranians will not budge or change their stance following new U.S. sanctions targeting Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his associates. Recently, Iran quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium to be on a pace to break one of the nuclear deal's terms by tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over two state laws it says forces doctors to lie. The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Red River Women's Clinic and the American Medical Association over a measure that requires doctors to tell patients that a so-called medication abortion is reversible. Molly Duane is a staff member with the Center for Reproductive Rights and says the laws violate the First Amendment rights of doctors.
Physicians should be able to have open and honest conversations with their patients without interference from the government.
The State Department says there's international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars on the country's military to keep dictator Nicolas Maduro in power and nothing on humanitarian aid. USA Radio's John Clemens has more on the story.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents, while Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.